time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She is the director of the Children's Justice and Family Support Center here in Carbon County. They've got a training that's kind of coming up, and it's for kids. And that's, we're going to get into that and talk about that. And then plus, with Halloween just around the corner, you got to have some fun, and they've got that planned as well. Shelley, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, anytime. Let's talk about how things are going out at the Children's Justice Center. So are things going okay? You guys kind of back to some semblance of normalcy out there?
Yes, for sure. We're actually been pretty slow lately, but things are going well.
Well, and you don't want to be that, you know, slow is a good thing. Especially out there, right?
Right.
So you guys are going to have some, I guess they're protective factor child focus groups that are coming up, and you've got to have them, you got to be registered for them by September 27th. But let's talk about these, and because this is good information for not only kids, for parents, and it kind of takes care of some, maybe some gaps as parents that we all have, and we do, you know, nobody's the perfect parent. They aren't.
Absolutely. I don't care who you are or what kind of schooling you've had or how many children you have. There are always gaps and we're not perfect. And that's okay because there's always room for improvement. But let me tell you a little bit about the protective factors, Dave. Statistics and studies show that parents who have a lot of protective factors in their home show that it increases stability in the home, safety in the home, promotes safety or healthy families, healthy development, strengthens the family unit. And so there are several different protective factors that are in the homes, like, for example, parental resiliency, so the parent's ability to bounce back after a crisis or something horrific happen, family's ability to go out and seek support, resources if they're experiencing anything that needs additional services in their home, such as financial issues or any type of hardship. And there's a total of five protective factors in the home, but one of the protective factors that we're going to focus on is the children's social and emotional competence. And what that has to do with is helping children learn how to be competent and learn to take appropriate safe risks and also learn certain things like manners and ways to try and cope or calm down from an emotional situation. Sometimes children have a hard time regulating or getting stable again. And so we're going to do some activities in the center with different age groups to promote their social emotional competence.
And you were saying that this is just time with the kids.
Absolutely.
So the other thing about this is that's kind of a bonus is the parents get a little break.
Yeah. Kill two birds with one stone, right?
So when do all these really start? And as I said, you have to be registered for them by the 27th.
Yes.
So when are they going to get underway?
The first part of October.
Okay. And if they have any questions about any of them, they can get in touch with you guys down there at the center, and you'll be more than welcome to get them registered and answer all those questions.
Yes,
like
for
that.
Sure.
Because once again, as we were talking, yeah, nobody is perfect ever. And there are going to be gaps, and there are going to be things that, you know, maybe we don't feel really confident about talking with. And that's what this is all about. So
absolutely.
This is going to be a great thing for your kids. And it's going to go by different age groups. And, you know, the toddlers and the young ones will be all together, and then the older age group, and then an older age group. So it's not like they're going to be all together in one group. So it is going to be a great thing and a great learning experience and a great teaching environment as well. So once again, if you've got questions about that, just call them down there at the center. So now we've talked about that. Let's talk about the fun stuff, because that's what it's all about. And you've got a couple of things already on the books and getting ready to roll. And you know what? Trunk or Treat's coming back.
Absolutely. We can't wait.
So when is this going to be?
October 29th. We will have it at the center like we had a couple years ago. It'll run from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And we are encouraging the entire community, all the families, to come out. We're going to have a little spook alley, and it won't be that scary, so the younger kids can enjoy it too. And we're going to have several cars all decorated, and people can come and trunk or treat at every car that we have.
And it's time to get back out and hang out with your friends and your family again. And it's another great, great event. And then right around the corner from that, whether people want to talk to us about it or not or mention it, it's that Christmas tree regalia.
Yes, for sure.
And I'm sure that that's already, we've already had planning stages and talks about that.
Yes, we have.
So be looking for that because that's just a great event every year. Shelley, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.